you get a chance to say, like a vision, I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go? Oh, this is how it starts.
Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane, but when I'm surrounded I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson. Fun. but I was 300 pounds. No, I was very heavy. I floated till I couldn't see the ground. I floated till I couldn't see the ground. Oh, somebody help me. I couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Couldn't see the ground. Somebody help me. Because I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Everything could ever feel this real forever.
this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say when. Gotta promise not to stop when I say.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
None of you It's 4:18 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. On the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. On this Sunday, August 14th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Had a little problem getting to the station this morning, but no problem getting here and finally getting on the air. And so we're going to talk sports from now until 5 a.m. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. That's the number to call. There's no lines, there's no waiting. We got a lot of stuff to talk about in sport. That's part of the reason why I'm a little late here getting here. So much information to gather about the Olympics and everything else. So, but anyway, we're here. We're talking sports. Love to get you involved in some heavy sports conversation. And like I said, there's no lines, there's no waiting. That number again, 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO. Be right back. Okay, 4:21 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, August 14th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 on to, well, or what, whenever I get on the air, until 5 a.m. And to get involved in conversation, just give me a call, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 if you like numbers. 855-915-WMFO. Okay, Major League Baseball yesterday. In the American League, Yankees 8 and the Rays 4. The Blue Jays 4 and the Astros 2. The Twins 5 and the Royals 3. Tigers 2 and the Rangers zip. The Mariners 4 and the A's 3. Cleveland 5 and the Angels 1. And Clevinger pitched a one-hitter for the Cleveland Indians. Over in the National League, the Cardinals 8 and the Cubbies 4. Dodgers 8 and the Pirates 4. The Nationals 7 and the Braves 6. The Phillies 6 and the Rockies 3. The Reds 11 and the Brewers 5. And the Mets 3 and the Padres 2. And that game went 11 innings. In interleague play, Red Sox 6, the Diamondbacks 3. The White Sox 8 and the Marlins 7. And the Giants 6 and the Orioles 2. In that Red Sox game, Dustin Pedroia went 2-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting 300 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 0-for-4. He's hitting 313. Mookie Betts went 1-for-4 with an RBI. He's hitting 309. David Ortiz went 0-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting 310. Hanley Ramirez went 0-for-4. He's hitting 270. Travis Shaw went 0-for-3. He's hitting 254. Hill pinch hit for him. He went 0-for-1. He's hitting 231. Sandy Leon, my guy for MVP. He went 2-for-3. Scored 2 runs with an RBI. He also got a walk. He hit his 5th home run of the season. And he's batting 390 on the season. Brock Holt went 1-for-4. Scored 3 runs. Got 2 RBIs. Hitting 251 this season. Hit his 6th home run of the season yesterday. And Benintendi went 2-for-3. Scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting 379. I'm the guy who said, why rush the guy? I thought if you're going to move him up, move him to Pawtucket. But especially, you know, since we had, you know, Long coming back. And I didn't see any need to get him up here. But I guess somebody knows better than I do. The kid is hitting. And I don't think I got a book on him yet. But so far, so good. Clay Buchholz went 4 1/3 innings. Gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. He walked 3, struck out 1. His ERA is 5.66. Ross went an inning. He gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 1. He's got a 3.8. Oh, he got the win. And I don't know what his record is, but he got the win. Tozawa went 2/3 of an inning clean. He has a 3.89 ERA. Barnes went 1 inning, gave up 1 hit, 3 walks, however. Struck out 1. No runs scored. 3.35 is his ERA. Ziegler went 1 inning, struck out 3 against his old team. And he has a 2.72 ERA. And Kimbrel came in, got the save, his 19th of the year. Pitched 1 inning, struck out 1. 3.41 ERA on the season. Let's look at the standings. In the American League East, the Blue Jays are in first place, 66-51. Orioles follow half a game behind, 65-51. Red Sox, 63-52, 2 games back. And the Yankees, 5.5 games back at 60-56. Got to consider them for, you know, wild card, whatever. In the Central Division, Cleveland 66-48 have a 5-game lead over the Tigers. Tigers were red hot, came from way back, falling back a little bit, but at 62-54, they're 5 games out, still got a shot. Out west, the Rangers 69-49, best record in the American League, 6.5 games over the Mariners, who jumped over the Astros, who are 7.5 games back. Mariners are 61-54, Astros 61-56. In the senior circuit, Eastern Division, the Nationals, 68-47, have an 8.5 game lead over the Marlins, who jumped over the Mets into second place. In the Central Division, the Cubbies have a 13 game lead with the best record in Major League Baseball, 73-42, have a 13 game lead over the Cardinals, 61-56. And out west in the National League, the Giants, 66-50, have a 1-game lead over the Dodgers, who are 65-51. That race is yet too close to call. Okay. Over in, like I said, in the American League, world champion Kansas City Royals, they're 11 games behind Cleveland. I don't think they have a shot. And they still have the Tigers in front of them as well. So, and the Mets, you know, look at, they're out of way back in the National League as well. I don't think they have a shot either at getting to the World Series. Not defending champions, but as National League champions. 428 is the WMFO and the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on host Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, 855-915-9636. I'll be back. Promise.
Right now, there are over 6 million unwanted dogs and cats in the United States. Most wind up in overcrowded pounds, where they spend their days in steel cages. If they're not claimed in a matter of days, many are destroyed, all because people don't have their pets spayed or neutered. There's an affordable spay and neuter program for dogs and cats. Call 800-321-PETS, 800-321-PETS, or visit friendsofanimals.org. A message from Friends of Animals.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:34 at the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tommy host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. I'd like to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800. Okay, tons of information to give to you regarding the Olympics as they roll right along. The U.S. have 60 medals, 24 gold, 18 silver, and 18 bronze. China, second place, 41 total medals, 13 gold, 11 silver, 17 bronze. Great Britain, 30 and have 30 medals in third place, 10 gold, 13 silver, 7 bronze. Japan in fourth place, 24 medals, 7 gold, 3 silver, 14 bronze. Russia in fourth place, 23 medals, 6 gold, 9 silver, 8 bronze. Australia is next, 22 medals with 6 gold, 7 silver, and 9 bronze. Italy, 18 medals with 6 gold, 7 silver, and 5 bronze. France with 16 medals, 8 of them gold, 5 of them silver, 3 of them bronze. Korea, 13 medals with 6 of them being gold, 3 of them being silver, 4 of them being bronze. Canada, 12 medals with 2 of them being gold, 2 silver, and 8 bronze. And Hungary with 11 medals, 5 of them gold, 3 silver, and 3 bronze. There are a whole lot of other countries with, you know, a few medals. But yeah, if you weren't in double figures, I'd have time to write you down. I'm sorry. Okay, Saturday's results. In the men's 4x100 medley relay swimming, USA first place, Cody Miller, Ryan Murphy, Michael Phelps, and Nathan Adrian. They set a Olympic record, 3 minutes 29 and 95 tenths of a second. Great Britain was second, Australia was third. In the women's 4x100 medley relay, the USA came in first again. Dana Volmer, Lily King, Kathleen Baker, and Simone Manuel with 3:53.13. Australia was second and Denmark was third. In the men's 1500 meter freestyle, Italy was first, Gregorio Paltrinieri, followed by Connor J. Jaeger, who was second for the USA, and Gabrielle Detti for Italy came in third. In the women's 50-meter freestyle, Pernille Bloom of Denmark was first. Simone Manuel, USA, was second by 0.2 of a second. And Alexandra Harasimina of Burma came in third. In the women's heptathlon, 800 meters, Heather Miller-Koch of the USA was first. Germany was second. Great Britain was third. And the women's 100 meter, Elaine Thompson of Jamaica. This is running. No, not swimming. Elaine Thompson of Jamaica was first. Tori Bowie of USA was second. Shelly Ann Fraser-Price of Jamaica finished third. And the men's long jump, Jeff Henderson of the USA was first. Russia was second, and Great Britain was third. So, the Americans had another banner day. We could talk, I guess, about the American men's basketball team, who's had 2 tough games, one with Australia and the other with Serbia, which they pulled out. And I don't know whether it's overconfidence, what it is, but really they should be running away with these teams, but they are struggling. And maybe they had it too easy at the beginning, so they figured that it's going to be a cakewalk the rest of the way. Tain't so, guys. The girls are doing really well, and so therefore we can, you know, hopefully look forward to a gold medal there. The men, they got a way to go. Anyway, so we'll see what happens as we move right along. But there are a lot of other things going on in sports. And as soon as we take a little break here, we'll come back and tell you about that as well. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM dial, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. We're on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Be back.
If a disease caused suffering, missed work days, even death, would it be real? Well, depression is real and affects over 19 million Americans. Fortunately, hope is real too, because science has developed effective treatments that can lead to recovery. For the real facts about depression, visit depressionisreal.org. Supported by many organizations, including the American Psychiatric Foundation, the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, the National Medical Association, and the National Urban League.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:44 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. We've been talking sports here. Oh, we got a little on the air a little bit late, but anyway, you missed it. I'm not going to go back and play it over again. 4:44 is the time, and if it wasn't for Michael Phelps, without a doubt, Simone Biles would be the big story. I mean, the thing she's doing in gymnastics is just awesome. Here again, it's, you know, she's 19 years old. It's her first Olympics. There's already been comments as to whether she is the best in her in her field ever. The potential, since she's so young, is there that she could be the best. She, barring injury or a change of heart or whatever, she should be around at 23, maybe in her prime. think of her getting any better, for the next Olympics. So, the sky's the limit as far as that is concerned. Would she go to be 27? I don't know. But depends upon all the other things that are going on, would be going on in her life as well. But right now, she's the queen of the gymnastics world from the perspective of things she's been able to do and win by so much, such a great margin. Matter of fact, the rest of the American team is not exactly ground beef either. Allie Raisman from Needham. Hey, you Needhamites out there. Had been doing really well as well, Simone has been awesome. Like I said, if it wasn't for Michael Phelps at his age, doing it again and again and again and again, just winning so many medals. If they weren't gold, they were silver. Ain't bad. And he'll probably need a truck to bring him home. Yeah, where's he going to keep all that stuff? I don't know. But anyway, I wonder how much a gold medal is worth. I got to Google that when I get home. But anyway, Americans are doing really well so far in the early track area. They haven't been outstanding. Maybe as things go on, they'll get their act together. Or maybe it's just, greater competition. Since track is something that you don't really, unless you're a track enthusiast, follow between the years, because there's so much other things going on that garner your attention. I always thought that a track league would do really well in this sports-crazed world. But so far, no one has stepped out on a limb to do that. But maybe something that when I become a trillionaire, I could get started as well. Who knows? 4:47 is the WMFO time, a Brown Perspective on Sports time. And we are going to talk New England Patriots football. Can you believe that? If you listen to the program regularly, and I know you're a regular listener, I don't bother with the exhibition football scores. They're meaningless. For example, in the Patriots win over the Saints, Drew Brees came in and played one series and threw one pass, I guess, and that was it. So how can you get a line on the Saints if the number one quarterback is sitting on the bench, during the rest of the game? So, like I said, the scores are meaningless. For the Patriots, however, Jimmy Garoppolo, despite all of the naysayers, to me had a tremendous game, considering, the pressure that he's on. He's taking Brady's place. He's playing without a lot of the key offensive players. Gronkowski, Edelman, and Amendola were not out there. Hogan was not out there. He did, to me, an awesome job based upon the fact that some of the starting linemen, offensive linemen, weren't there either. Now, the pressure was taken off because of the fact that the defense played so well. When you get defensive when you get scores from the defensive side of the ball, then, you know, that makes it much easier on the quarterback. That would make it much easier on Brady or anybody else. But anyway, I gave him a solid A in my book, although some of the other, I don't know what they were looking for, some of the other sports types around here who were nitpicking to the nth degree, I believe. And so, therefore, we'll see. Harry, okay, now the Bears are coming in for, I guess, two practices and another exhibition game. So we'll see what happens with that. Jacoby Brissett did not look that bad as Garoppolo's backup either. I didn't hear or read too many negative comments about him. But here again, he's playing with the third and fourth stringers and against the third and fourth stringers of the other team. So I guess, you know, you should look kind of good, hopefully, under those circumstances. But anyway, I was, very pleased with what took place, and I could not understand why other people were saying, like, oh, the ups and downs for Garoppolo. Well, what do you want? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, he's not number 12 yet, but in his own right, I think he's going to be a very, very good quarterback. Whether it's for the Patriots or not, here again, now, if he does well in those first four games, the question is, do the Patriots want to sign him as a permanent backup for Brady, who's going to probably play another 2 or 3 years, barring injury? Or do you want to put him out there on the market, and all these quarterback desperate teams will probably be bidding out of their mind to get a chance to, you know, add him to their roster? Look at Matt Castle. You know, my oldest son and I have this argument, debate or whatever. Is it the players or is it the system? Without a doubt, if you can keep your basic coaching staff in place, it's going to be a great system, because they're teaching the same things over and over, adding nuances, they're making it better, improving with weaknesses. And if you plug in, and I got to get, hey, kudos, absolute kudos to the New England Patriots scouting staff. They're coming up with players that nobody else wants. And turning them into this, and maybe the system is turning them into potential Pro Bowl players. So I am extremely pleased, extremely happy. I'm going along with Las Vegas, who picks the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. So there you go. How about that? I was saying to someone recently that this is potentially the one of the best Patriots teams in the history of the ball club. And that's saying something. But they go so deep, and they're deep on offense as well as defense. And the only weakness on the club is the offensive line. They got to, you know, see who they can get out there. And they brought in, you know, hey, rookie Joe Thuney started and played very well, from what I can understand. We got Stork and Andrews from last year at center, and we're going to get Solder back, and Vollmer eventually, and Cannon, hopefully he's going to be a breakout year. The guy we got for Chandler Jones is not playing because of a foot injury suffered early in practice. How that's going to affect him, I don't know. But I had hopes that he would be a starter. But anyway, there are a lot of names out there. And when it comes time to cut down time, the Patriots are going to cut some very, 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 very good players. One occurrence was the injury to Malcolm Mitchell, who was our number one wide receiver pick coming out, not our number one pick, but the first receiver we picked coming out of the draft. And in all of the preseason things, it looked like he was going to make the club, but he dislocated his elbow and caught four passes, I believe, prior to that happening. And he's going to be out 4 weeks, so I don't know. Well, he's obviously going to be on the injured reserve list. I don't think he's going to make a hurried return back. So he probably won't be back until Brady comes back, maybe shortly thereafter. But anyway, it's going to be a very interesting season. Like I said, I see no reason why the Patriots can't go 3-1 in their first four games. And that first game against Arizona is not exactly one that I would throw out the window either. Arizona played well, but hey, they didn't make the playoffs. I mean, they didn't make the Super Bowl, rather. They made the playoffs. They made the Super Bowl. And I don't know. I like our chances. So, anyway, there we go. It's 4:54 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet also, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August 14th, 2014 edition. 2016 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the last 4 minutes of the program or so, you got to give me a call at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. March for Babies! Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:57 here on WMFO America. Actually, 4:58. Time to put the wraps on this edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday at 4 a.m. to do it all over again. Hopefully you'll join in with some conversation. We love dialogue, but if it's monologue, that's what I'll have to do. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying stay tuned. We got a part two of a fantastic Sounds of Praise program ready to come your way. Last week, we did part one of the Waters of God. Part two is coming your way with a lot of fantastic music and things from God's Word. And we know you are going to be blessed. And so therefore, stay tuned at 5 a.m. We bring you another edition of Sounds of Praise. So until next Sunday, Donnelly Brown saying God bless, have a fantastic day, And stay tuned, Sounds of Praise is coming your way.